You set
okay. What I will do is set this down. Colonel Rhodes, is your individual here for? And we'll take that one shortly thereafter. Repeat offender, Mr. Charles Forrest. Mr. Forrest here? Come forward, please, sir. Good to have you here, sir. Colonel Rhodes.
Mr. Forrest has five convictions that he was charged with and convicted on of possession of undersized striped bass and failure to tag striped bass. And he was charges were June 7th of 05, June 9th of 05, June 9th of 05, June 22nd of 05, and June 22nd of 05. And he was found guilty of all, and he was the subject of a undercover operation. Okay. And it is staff recommendation that he be put on 12-month probation. He has not been before the commission before.
And that recommendation is in keeping with the established guidelines,
yes,
of, adopted by the commission. For the record, for the new members, we hear cases pertaining to what's known as repeat offenders of seafood violations. And under Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the commission has the authority to take action up to suspending their license up to 2 years. Several years ago, it's been probably 10 or 11 years now, we adopted guidelines that pertain to the addressing of these type of matters, and so that we have uniformity and consistency. That's why those guidelines are in place. They are in no way binding, but the once again, from a consistency perspective, we have looked at them heavily unless there's some aggravating or mitigating circumstances, which should be noted by the officer during the course of the investigation. I presume there are no aggravating circumstances in this case. Mr. Forrest, would you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give to the commission to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
You have anything you'd like to say to the commission before they address your matter?
No, I was convicted. I was wrong, but at the same time, I had no intention of doing nothing like this, but I was talked into it, and I'm sorry about it, because I don't like doing nothing wrong. Because I know it was wrong, so I could have voted more for it.
Okay.
Whoever arrested me asked me personally, would I get him some fish? I said, if we don't catch him. He said, well, your brother says, you get a few fish. I said, well, this time of year we drop fish. We don't have no much. He said, well, anything you can get, if you can bring to some, people in Richmond want some.
Okay.
That's beside the point. I understand.
Yeah, Mr. Forrest, that matter's been tried by the court. The violations are before the commission.
Right. I'm sorry, but
That's understandable. Mm-hmm. Any questions for Mr. Forrest or Colonel Rhodes? You understand you're wrong this time, and I think you understand that you don't want to do it again.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand. I was wrong then, but I told him when he come to me, I was wrong.
I admire, because that I always felt like the first opportunity, or the first criterion for someone getting a break, is to admit they're wrong. If somebody comes before, or when I was working the road, they didn't admit they were wrong, I don't know that a break would do much good. So I appreciate your candor and appreciate you coming before the commission in this manner.
I really admit I was wrong. I know I was wrong, but...
Okay. You've heard Mr. Forrest. You've heard staff recommendations and matters before the commission for action. Mr. Bowden.
Moved that we accept staff recommendations.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins. All in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Mr. Forrest, thank you for your candor. However, next time you come before us, if you do, it's a revocation of your license. Thank you, sir.
He'll be put on probation.
Yes, sir. You are on probation for 1 year, which means that if you incur a violation of Virginia seafood laws during that period of 1 year, you will be brought back before the commission and your license may be revoked.
That's what I want to know. Seafood laws.
Seafood laws, yes, sir. No right-hand turn, no left-hand turn. You're good to go. The judge takes care of those, not me.
Seafood. Just making sure.
Kelly, can you come to the dais, please? When they left, were they under the impression, or do you believe they were under the impression that we were breaking for lunch at a specific time?
I did not have contact with them. I simply asked the MPO that's outside if he saw two gentlemen from Tangier.
Okay.
And he said they went to lunch about a half hour ago, he thought.
Okay.
That they were notified to be here by noon, so I don't know if they were instructed otherwise.
Cool. Yeah, let me tell you what I would like to do if it pleases the commission. Although I do have to depart at 1. This is the last item on a very, very short agenda. Lunch is ready and ready to be served. If it pleases the commission, if you could convene for a very short period of time, this matter shouldn't take 5 minutes at the most. I believe that for a couple of reasons that these individuals should be afforded to hear. Number one, I changed the schedule on them the last time. They were expecting to be here on the 22nd. They have come on the 29th. The last time they indicated the reason they weren't here is because they didn't get a sufficient notice, and that there is some question as far as that's concerned. So if I could at least get a quorum to sit here and hear their matter after lunch, I'd be greatly appreciative. So if I can get that, I'd...
So moved.
Okay. Motion made by Mr. Tanger to continue this until after lunch. I get a second.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Chair votes aye. Thank you. We will pick this up right after lunch, and Mr. Travelstead will know where to find you.
Half hour, 45 minutes.
We will break for lunch now. Should be back. What time do y'all want to come back? Y'all in charge of this one. Call it.
30 minutes.
30 minutes for lunch. Reconvene at, to give it 30 minutes for everybody, 1:15.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're on for Rick Layden.
I just wanted to...
All right. For those new members that have not met me yet, my name is Kelly Lancaster. I work with the Fisheries Management Plans and Statistics Department as a Fisheries Management Specialist, and more specifically as the Compliance Coordinator. Today, there's two individuals being called in regards to Regulation 4 VAC 20-610-10. It's in your packets. It should also be attached. It makes it unlawful for any person holding a commercial fisherman registration license to fail to fully report their catches and related information as set forth in the regulation. And additionally, since January 2001, it has been mandatory for the commercial fishermen to report months of no activity, working offshore on species that are not federally permitted or that are not sold to a federally permitted dealer. The two individuals identified today were discovered during routine audits of local seafood buyers, and they have never properly reported their harvested conch or horseshoe crab or their buyers. These two individuals, I believe, are present, Alton Clyde Pruitt Jr. and Brian Pruitt. They're both here today. On numerous occasions, these individuals have been contacted either via phone or the mail and certified letters. And I know it was read at the last commission meeting, but I do want to read it again in regards to the fishing of conch and horseshoe crab. Recently, there have been many issues regarding conch and horseshoe crab. These two fisheries are very closely linked and have a major economic impact on the commercial fishing industry for Virginia. However, both species are severely underreported because a large portion of the landings are harvested in federal waters. The lack of proper reporting of these species greatly impacts future harvesting and management. More specifically, during the 2006 session of the General Assembly, legislation was introduced that could have resulted in the elimination of the horseshoe crab and conch fisheries. The proposed measures were defeated, but that process was made more difficult because VMRC records describing the size and value of these fisheries were grossly understated. As far as the specifics for these individuals, they were both to appear at last month's commission meeting, and their certified letter giving them plenty of time for notification to be here on that day was signed for by a different member in their household. Therefore, the suspension that Commissioner Bowman placed on them last month was lifted until they could appear today. Both for Alton Clyde Pruitt Jr., he is still lacking his report for August 2005. And prior to a week ago, he needed February, March, and August. So there is still 1 month outstanding for last year. And in addition to last year with the actual reporting, he has never properly reported his conch or horseshoe crab or buyers. There are four different buyers that have reports of them him selling to them, and he has never reported to VMRC as selling to them. For Brian Philip Pruitt, he always works with his father as a helper, and he is lacking reports still for this year, January and June. Several months of the year, he reported verbally over the phone that he worked with his father, and I instructed him on how to correct those reports. We require it in writing to add somebody to the reports that have already been submitted to the office. Last year, there's almost 2,000 pounds of conch been sold to Bernie's Conch that has never been reported. Both individuals have never reported selling to Bernie's Conch. So they have both been contacted numerous times and have plenty of time to rectify these problems that we've outlined to them, and still to this day, their reports are inaccurate and incomplete. Staff recommends putting them on probation for 1 year's time.
Does anybody have any questions? I'd like to see the two people up to explain why they haven't done this, please.
That's fine.
Would y'all come forward? To the microphone. You want to remove your hat? Testify before the commission. Thank you. I'd like to swear you in. Raise your right hand, both of you. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
So true.
You state your name.
Alton Clyde Pruitt Jr.
Brian Philip Pruitt.
Okay. Could you explain to the commission why you're not up to date today?
I sent the last report in for last year. I was lacking 3 months, and all of them is in the mail. But on the conch issue to Bernie's Conchs last October, he works with me. But his name and the numbers match that this was him, right? And he worked with me. He didn't sell any conchs 2005 in November to Bernie's Conchs. There's some mix-ups in the mail with Brian Pruitt. There's a few of them. But the numbers match with his license, right?
Yeah, so the last four.
But there's no way, because he worked with me in November, and we worked until about the 15th of November, crab potting in Tangier Island, and we didn't catch any conchs. And I don't know how Bernie's Conchs reported any. You know, unless somebody else did it in his name.
Additionally, aside from the Bernie's Conch, because it becomes hearsay with the buyers reporting and the individuals reporting, Mr. Alton Clyde Pruitt has not reported selling to Freddie Pruitt, Hudgens Seafood, and Crabs R Us. For this year, January and February, he sold numerous amounts to Crabs R Us, and he only reported selling the fresh catch and Lindy's
See, the buyers send this information in also, and they have to be pretty.
And as far as Brian Pruitt with his outstanding reports for January and June, if he did work with his father those months, I instructed him on how to add himself to his father's reports. We cannot do it just verbally, because then anybody would be capable of doing that. We need something in writing with signatures.
You all understand the importance of the reporting and how to report it from today on.
Yeah.
And what you're telling me, or you're telling the commission, is that everything that up to today is done and in the mail.
Yes.
So you'll be up to speed.
Yeah.
In the mail. So, does any commission member have any questions? The recommendation of staff is to a 12-month probation.
Are you saying that you've reported all the conch you have caught, and then these seafood sellers are saying that you've sold conch to them?
For Bernie. I believe Bernie's is the only one in question. Mm-hmm. That we had Brian selling to Bernie's in November of 2005, and they both state that they have not sold Bernie's. However, we do have conch and other buyers that have not been properly reported.
But you have reported them now, and they're in the mail.
Yes. I don't know if I specifically noted where that was last year's in February and March that you just received.
I did receive February and March. You still have August outstanding.
Okay. August was sent in last week.
I guess he can't very well report November's if he never called them, if it was a mix-up. And I know several Brian Pruitt, and I know at least one of the other ones does call pot. So, I mean, you know. He might have just been something simple as Bernie took the wrong number off when he just seen Brian Pruitt. I mean, you know, you have any trouble understanding things, they're more than happy to try to explain them to you any way they can. I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and accept staff recommendation.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, abstained, unanimous. I would like to remind you that it's 12 months probation, and if for any reason you don't understand anything, please pick up the phone and call, because we're here to help you. We're not trying to make it hard on you, but don't get back before we're getting over paperwork. Okay. Thank you. This is the last item on our regular agenda. However, we are a little early, and before we end the meeting, I will take public comment if there's anybody here that would like to make comment. Kelly? Public comment now.
This is your new friend.
We'd be disappointed if you
voted. Hello, my name is Kelly. Just working? Oh, my name is Kelly Place. I'm a waterman. I'm a member of several different watermen's associations. Sorry to be late. Welcome to the new members. I wanted to bring something to your...
Excuse me just 1 minute. Ed, would you get Rick?
He
goes out.
Back. He won't want to miss it.
Huh?
He won't want to miss it.
No, he won't want to miss it. Thank you.
Right. Yes, I wanted to bring something... Oh, let me let Mr. Robbins have his seat. Mr. Gale as well. Something I wanted to bring to your attention, it revolves around the King William Reservoir issue, which I'm sure even the new members have heard of. It's rather controversial. When VMRC on August 12th had their second hearing and approved the permit for the reservoir, you may know, whether you were on the board or not, that some of the focal points, probably the main point, was achieving the protection of the shad resource in the Mattapony River. You may remember, if you've read the permit, that permit condition number 23 specified that there would be a 97% protection of the shad eggs and larvae in 7 out of 8 years, and in the 8th year, that protection level could go down to 95%. There are other related permit conditions, too, but essentially my point is that it was very clear from reading the transcripts or attending the hearing that VMRC's intent was to provide those protection levels of shad. As you also may know, Newport News has asked for a 5-year extension of their permit rather than the renewal, which according to law, back when they first got the permit, had to be renewed in 10 years. Subsequently, there are provisions for 15 years on a permit, and Newport News is asking for that extension. Although, I might add, on the record, three of the main parts of that permit, they are on the record of planning to circumvent, ask for relief from those permit conditions when it was due for renewal in 2007. Well, now they're asking for an extension till 2012 of a permit that they're on the record is not planning to comply with. The reason I mentioned permit condition 23 and those levels of protection for shad is there's a new study out from the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries that's a result of many years of shad restoration work. This new study specifies that the months of June, July, and August, and whether there are high or low river flows, are specifically, or largely, I should say, the determining factor over whether you will have a successful shad recruitment year. In other words, you could have very few fish that come up to spawn, but if you've got high water flow levels, you'll have a good year class that will come back in 4 or 5 years, as opposed to if you have very low water levels in the river in June, July, and August, regardless of how many shad come to spawn, you'll still have a poor year class because of the low water levels. Now, I don't know how much you've looked at the permit, but the minimum in-stream flow requirements for June, July, and August are all 114 or 115 million gallons a day in the Mattapony River. As you also might know, VMRC established a hiatus, a pumping hiatus of 150 days from March to July 31st, where Newport News could not pump from the river, although that will be modified depending on the results of eco monitoring plans, and they eventually intend to establish temperature triggers to determine when or when they will not be able to pump. Newport News is pretty much on record as planning to take back July and June, most of May, and most of March. They seem to think that a pumping hiatus of 30 to 45 days will be sufficient. However, this new Game and Inland Fisheries study from the shad shows that in order to achieve that level of protection that VMRC worked for so many months, actually probably years, to achieve will not even be close to being achieved if Newport News is allowed to pump in June, July, and August. Typically, you have low river flows at that time. And the minimum in-stream flow, as I mentioned, where they can't pump is about 114 and 115 million gallons a day. An average flow is somewhat above that. Newport News will, in order to make up for the pumping hiatus, pump in those months down to the minimum in-stream flow level, which by definition is the level that the Game Department has said is the difference between a good and a bad year on recruitment of shad. So the upshot of this, and this hasn't been published yet, though I spoke to the author and he put together a draft abstract and made a number of graphs showing all the work that they had done, but the upshot is that by definition, we will not achieve anywhere close to those protection levels if, in fact, the hiatus is not extended through August to preclude pumping. So there are a lot of issues on this, and I think it's a shame sometimes, like with the State Water Control Board that's about to vote on the extension on September 6th, I think it's a shame to have two or three new members of a board and not have the time to absorb the depth and complexity of the information that's out there. But I do intend, I suppose, to ask DEQ to consider permit condition number 25, which enables VMRC to reopen the permit if any of the benchmarks that VMRC set are not achieved. So anyway, welcome to the commission, new people. I just wanted to give you a heads up on what's going on, and I want to encourage you to protect, especially the new people, to protect the marine resources, resist outside pressure, and just follow what you think is right or wrong, and look forward to to working with you all to protect the marine resources of the Commonwealth. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak at in this public comment period? Come forward. Give us your name and who you represent. Doug,
Doug Jenkins, representing Twin River Watermen Association. It's just one little item, but it can become difficult for some watermen in that area. Last year, some guys came into James River to set eel pots last week in March. And they set eel pots, and they got a ticket for setting fish pots before April. I think the regulation is, some years ago, they had to pass a regulation because some guys were setting crab pots, calling them fish pots. And they changed the regulation so they couldn't set them a week before crabbing season come in. But a eel pot is very easy to define. It's not made like a fish pot or crab pot. And I don't know whether I've talked to Jack about this. He says it may not need that change because next year they may open crabbing season earlier. But the inspectors that summons them looked at their pots and they admitted that all the pots they looked at were eel pots. But the regulation calls a fish pot a eel pot. So I hope something of it in the future can be worked out so the watermen wouldn't have to receive summonses for something other that they're not guilty of.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Jack, will you look into that? Okay. Does anybody else have anything in doing this public comment period? The record showed nobody else chose to speak. With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Is there a second? There is a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Abstain, unanimous. We have today set a record since I've been on this commission.
To impress the new people.
Only one more second. I think we are.
I think so. Need to get in there and familiarize with Kelly.
Yeah. Good. By the way, who knows? You know?